Question 32. Explain predictive analysis process in R. Answer. Here's a step-by-step explanation of the predictive analysis process in R. 1. Data preparation. The first step is to gather and prepare the data for analysis. It includes importing the data into R and cleaning it by removing any missing values, outliers, or irrelevant variables. You may also need to transform or normalize the data to ensure it meets the assumptions of the predictive model you plan to use. 2. Exploratory data analysis, EDA. Before building a predictive model, it's essential to explore and understand the data. EDA involves visualizing the data, calculating summary statistics, and identifying patterns or relationships between variables. It helps you gain insights into the data and identify potential predictors for your model. 3. Feature selection. In predictive analysis, it's important to select the most relevant features or variables that can best predict the outcome variable. You can use various techniques like correlation analysis, stepwise regression, or domain knowledge to identify the most important features for your model. 4. Model selection. There are several predictive modeling techniques available in R, including linear regression, logistic regression, decision trees, random forests, support vector machines, SVM, and neural networks, among others. The choice of model depends on the type of problem you're trying to solve and the characteristics of your data. 5. Model training. Once you've selected a model, you must train it using your prepared data. In R, you can use functions specific to the chosen modeling technique to fit the model to the training data. It involves estimating the model parameters or finding the best decision boundaries based on the input features and the known outcome variable. 6. Model evaluation. After training the model, it's crucial to assess its performance on unseen data to ensure it can generalize well to new observations. You can evaluate the model using various metrics, such as accuracy, precision, recall, F1 score, or ROC curves, depending on the problem type. 7. Model tuning. If the model's performance is not satisfactory, you may need to fine-tune its parameters or adjust its complexity, known as model tuning. It involves systematically varying the model's settings and evaluating its performance to find the best configuration. 8. Prediction and deployment. Once you are satisfied with the model's performance, you can use it to make predictions on new, unseen data. In R, you can apply the trained model to new observations using the appropriate functions or methods provided by the chosen library.